During the snap lockdown that we're still in until midnight tonight at least, we know there are five reasons to leave the house: food, supplies, caregiving, exercise, vaccination, authorised work. The five reasons may well be dropped for regional Victoria from tonight. They remain in place in Melbourne. We're yet to find that out later today. But there's still a list of authorised work. In the construction industry, that's all been a little bit confusing as to what trades can work when, where and how. I imagine for some of those in the building trades that do travel into the city to work may still have some of that confusion. Rebecca Casson is the CEO of Master Builders Victoria. Rebecca, has the information for your industry been clear? Because I've detected there's been a bit of confusion amongst builders about where they can and how they can work.
You're right, there has been some confusion, and firstly I should say that we welcome, Master Builders Victoria welcomes the state government's decision yesterday to allow outdoor building maintenance works to recommence in occupied premises, particularly in regional Victoria. There has been some confusion. This particular decision yesterday is a very positive move forward, and we welcome it very much. Now, there is a couple of elements to this, though. There was a bit of confusion at the beginning because it wasn't clear whether or not businesses could continue to work in occupied premises. So just for really great clarity, now businesses, building and construction businesses can do work in regional Victoria outside, but it's really important to note that the requirements do state that that work must be carried out by businesses with a registered ABN. And of course, we would say always to clients, always ask the question, is your builder a master builder? And it must only be taken outdoors with a maximum of five people on site together with an additional supervisor, and where COVID-19 physical distancing can be maintained.
All right. So are you talking there about some of the larger, like housing estates, building an entire house, as opposed to things like a bathroom renovation? I know a lot of people are doing that sort of work at the moment, given the grants that have been on offer.
That's right. Look, largely commercial construction and larger residential construction. So if you're building a new house and you're outside, it's okay. But I'm also talking about work that was permitted announced yesterday. If you have got work that's happening at your house, the types of outdoor work on occupied premises that is typically covered by this decision does include home renovations and installations. So if you've got a pool happening in your backyard or you've got decking, that can continue. Outdoor maintenance such as landscaping and painting can continue. And if you're getting some solar panels installed, you know, those things can continue. So that's what we're talking about.
Okay. But if you're getting your laundry done and it's inside the house, you can't get that done.
Well, in regional Victoria, this is partly a little bit of the difference, and we attended a high-level COVID-19 lockdown meeting with the state government yesterday. And because of that meeting, we're actually foreshadowing that. And again, you'd mentioned before, subject to the tracing and testing results today, and it's really important to specify that. There could be further changes confirmed for regional Victoria for building construction work in occupied premises today. Now, we're still awaiting written clarification from state government on that, but there could be a possibility that regional Victorians might be able to get their bathroom and kitchen renos kick-started from midnight tonight.
Okay. I think it might be a collective sigh when they hear that, Rebecca. How many tradies these days are travelling from the regions into metropolitan Melbourne to work? Because that's another big component of the industry, as I understand it. The number of utes and tradies vehicles heading into the city on the Western Highway, on the Princes Highway each day is pretty large.
But there is a fair amount, and it's really, again, important to note that for those people that are travelling up the highway, when you're in Melbourne, you've got to comply with Melbourne rules. However, if you're working in regional Victoria, then the rules are slightly different. And so, you know, Ballarat is blessed with many, many fantastic builders and tradespeople. And I know that it's important that these small businesses do continue to receive a lot of support, and those workers that are going to, you know, from Ballarat particularly and regional Victoria into Melbourne do continue to receive that support, but they must comply with the Melbourne restrictions.
Has all of this been a bit frustrating for you, Rebecca, just trying to get that flow of information, or has government communicated pretty clearly? Because it seems to be a bit of a mixed bag across different sectors.
But I'd say that we're very grateful through a collaborative and positive approach. The challenges of this pandemic, there's no rule book for this stuff. And we have been very, very fortunate to have really high level support from the government departments. They speak to us on a regular basis. They have continued to consult with us. And none of this is easy. And, you know, we have been very proactive. Our industry is one of the only industries that has been able to remain safe and open. That's because of the collaborative efforts between employer associations and the unions, working with the government as well. We've got our own industry guidelines, and you know, we have managed to keep our industry safe and open. And many people in the Ballarat and regional Victorian areas have played a big part in that. So it's a real credit to them. You know, it shouldn't be forgotten that our industry accounts for 45% of the state tax revenue. And many of those small businesses, particularly in the Ballarat area and regional Victoria, are the lifeblood of the Victorian economy. And, you know, they have not received any financial support, particularly, you know, through this moment in time, you know, since the JobKeeper came off. So we're hopeful that a lot of those businesses that are really waiting to hear the news from a regional Victorian perspective about whether they can go into houses and do the renovations, etc., if they don't get that green light, we are very, very hopeful that there might be some support coming through if that work can't get restarted